or 14-12 rather. 14-12 Cardinals. They'll go for two. Seconds remaining here in the half. Stajic now under center again. Single back in the backfield. Two wingbacks. Man goes in motion. Hand off to Forster. Straight out he goes. He makes the two-point conversion to make it 16-12. Cardinals with 57 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. And so the Cardinals will also get the ball to start the second half. Again, coming up, we have our Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show on the way. The check of ABC News, and also we have an interview with Mr. Nelson, the Durand, Arkansas school superintendent. Chatted with him on Wednesday after the school board meeting, so we'll chat with Mr. Nelson here coming up during our halftime. All right. Well, big plays for both of these teams here in this first half. And Panthers have thrown the ball a lot more in this first half than I've seen in quite a while. And well, now we're still waiting to tee up the ball here. There we go. And taken by Weber at the 18, to the 20, to the 25. Bounces it out to the outside to the 30. Stays on his feet. Now he'll be run out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Panthers have 7 seconds. So we'll see. Will the Panthers try to throw one deep? Again, Cardinals leading 16-12. And so Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side from the near hash. Breidung will hand it off to Joey Baker. Straight ahead we go, and that'll end the half.
Joey Baker on the carry.
And that ends the first half with Spring Valley leading 16-12. It's Durand, Arkansas boys football here on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger on stage with former President Trump.
He is a great person. I've known him for so long, for the past 16 months. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
And Kennedy ended his independent presidential campaign today and endorsed Mr. Trump. At least 5 Secret Service agents are on modified duty after the assassination attempt of the former president at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Among them, the special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office. The Justice Department's filed an antitrust lawsuit against real estate software software company RealPage, accusing it of colluding with landlords to raise rent prices. A search continues for a suspect in a deadly knife attack at a festival in Solingen, Germany. Chair Jerome Powell telling the Fed's annual conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the central bank is ready to cut interest rates. Stocks rallied on the news, the Dow and the Nasdaq both closing up in triple digits to end the week. This is ABC News. The lawyer from the mayor of New York City says a sexual assault case against Eric Adams is fictitious and it won't be settled.
As Mayor Adams fights sexual assault allegations contained in a former co-worker's civil lawsuit, his attorney said the plaintiff is hiding basic information, like when the alleged assault occurred, the names of the individuals the woman says she told at the time, and what other interactions she may have had with Adams, who was then a police officer. The woman's attorney said she's not hiding anything and doesn't know the exact date of something that occurred 30 years ago and won't pretend to. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Apple's telling users of its Cash App that they'll be required to verify their identity when they send more than $500. The change is scheduled to go into effect October 4th. A new crack along Iceland's Reykjanes volcano is spewing lava. The Blue Lagoon Geothermal Spa, one of Iceland's biggest tourist attractions, was evacuated. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Welcome back to the Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency. Halftime of our Durand, Arkansas Spring Valley football game. And joining us right now, Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson. Kind of our tradition with the first football game, we talk with the superintendent a little bit, get an update on all the summer projects and, of course, the new school year as well. Mr. Nelson, thanks for joining us. The parking lot's really nice.
Absolutely my pleasure, Brian. Yeah, it's amazing what a fresh coat of asphalt really does for a facility and buildings and grounds. It really makes the place look great out there. So
the other big thing too was you worked with the city with the 6th Avenue West project to kind of do some improvements around the school. I know one of them was the old parking lot had the driveway was at such an angle you really couldn't use it, so it was nice to be able to work with the city to try and get all of that straightened out.
Yeah, it really was, and I appreciate the city's kind of collaboration with that. And yeah, I wasn't involved in the early stages of that, but I know throughout the summer it really has been a successful project and really a pretty seamless project for the most part outside of the weather delays. Yeah, now we have two functioning exits off of the side of the parking lot there onto 6th, and it's you know, I think it speaks to when entities can collaborate together that some successful work can get done.
Also, too, folks are going to notice as well when they come into the front, there's been some changes at the entrance.
Yes. So as part of some of that summer work this summer, we did have kind of some foundational issues related to the main entrance there at the middle school, high school. And what was happening was it was causing issues with the opening and closing of our doors. So we had the contractors go in, really kind of put a new foundation in place under that, do some excavating around it, and we believe, you know, that investment has addressed those concerns and hopefully should put us in a good spot going forward so that we don't have any more issues with that main entrance. We are still working the railing we have to get up along the steps that come up to the main entrance still needs to be installed. That's being fabricated currently, but that and then some new carpeting inside, so it'll look a little bit newer as folks enter into the middle school, high school.
Well, getting ready for the first day of school. Are you as nervous as the students when they come back here as before they come back into the building?
Well, nervous in the sense that I've got a lot of names and faces to remember. It will certainly feel a little bit different than it has the last number of years. It's year 20 for me, so I kind of know what to expect going into this now. But there is certainly always a sense of excitement, I think, with the start of the new school year, and yet sports kicking off, and the beautiful fall weather. And I think, you know, we probably found out a number of years ago during the whole COVID thing just how important those routines and procedures are for the kids and the adults, really. So I certainly don't take the start of a school year for granted anymore, you know, after working through that.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson. So the inside of the building, it's all, did you have to do, were there a lot of summer projects inside of the building to get it ready for the kids as they come back?
For the most part, it was pretty routine maintenance. Brian, I know our maintenance crew, which I'd like to you know, certainly thank them and recognize them. They put a lot of time and energy into getting the inside of the building ready. It had been a number of years since they were able to kind of get some of the floors prepped as how they would like to. So they tackled that, did some painting, you know, a number of probably smaller things that the average observer probably wouldn't notice, but the floors look good, everything's nice and clean and shiny, and I think that helps certainly create a welcoming environment for students and staff to come back to.
Meanwhile, let's talk about finance and all that. That's always a real fun thing, but some good news, I guess, in some respects. The property values for the district went up.
Yeah, they even exceeded the state average. So state average across Wisconsin was just a touch over 7%. And here in our school district, valuation went up just a touch over 12%, which takes the overall value to just a shade over $900 million. So, you know, from a property value standpoint, obviously that is good news. That helps bring down our mill rate, which is our tax rate, this fall. So I'm anticipating another relatively significant decline in the overall mill rate. We'll get some final numbers from the state here through the early fall, but as we look to certify that levy in October, I anticipate some good impact on our local levy.
Now, and I know no one really knows how school funding works. I think the people that design it don't know how school funding works. But isn't there a concern, okay, this went way up, now we're going to lose something on the other end, on the state aid end? I bring that up because, you know, districts like Alma or Pepin, they're on that lake, they're on that river, they have these sky high property values, but then they get hurt in the end. Is there a danger of that for our district?
That potential does exist. One of the things, as you noted, Brian, you know, there's a certain degree of complexity to it, and a lot of it is in relation to what property values did across the state, which I, you know, talked about already, but also how our enrollment what our enrollment does this fall. If enrollment goes up a little bit, then that helps offset some of that, because it does. You know, part of that equalized aid formula is valuation per pupil. So if your valuation goes up and your pupil doesn't, then you do end up in a situation where all of a sudden you're losing aid, and then that can be magnified in future years. So this year we were in a good spot in terms of, we actually, our aid went up pretty significantly from the state, at least that's what the initial projections call for. So it is something that we will continue to monitor, and I can't give a definite answer here as we sit here in August, just because there are so many other variables from around the state that go into determining that.
That is Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Mr. Ryan Nelson. We have our second half of our Durand, Arkansas Spring Valley Boys football game coming up. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys football here on WRDN.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
High school football is here, and we've got you covered with a preview of Week 1 action. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 1 of the high school football season is here, with some outstanding non-conference games to kick things off Friday night. The first Quick Trip in Wisconsin-Dairy game of the week features powerhouses Franklin and Catholic Memorial going at it, as they boast two of the state's top senior quarterbacks, Joey Calais of Franklin and MJ Mitchell for Catholic Memorial. A top 5 matchup in Division 1 features defending state champion Marquette, traveling to preseason number 5 Arrowhead. An old North Shore rivalry is rekindled as Germantown will welcome in Homestead. This year's edition of the Slider Bowl is a non-conference affair, as Lakeside Lutheran has moved to the Badger Small, but their game against crosstown rival Lake Mills should be a good one nonetheless. Darlington is turning back the clock with a 2 p.m. afternoon game, as the Redbirds will take on Platteville, a team Darlington defeated 34-7 to open last season. Kaukauna makes the trip to Notre Dame, with the Galloping Ghosts ranked 3rd in our preseason D2 rankings, while Notre Dame is the top-ranked Division 3 squad. West Salem defeated Onalaska 35-28 in overtime to begin last year, and the teams match up once again to kick off the 2024 campaign. Prairie du Chien was the only team to beat Aquinas last year, before the Blue Golds went on to win a third straight Division 5 state title, and the teams will meet up here in Week 1. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Getting down.
We approach every super speedway the same.
At Daytona.
Comes down to restarts and what lane you take. You know, you can get destroyed in someone else's mess.
I'm not sure what path I'm going to be down, but it's going to be a really good one.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag. Salute the heroes of old and raise a cup to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race. NASCAR Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 19th through 21st. It's not just a race. It's Bristol, baby.
With only two races to go on Saturday night at Daytona, Kyle Larson will take the green flag, hoping to retake the lead in the Cup Series regular season championship chase.
We approach every super speedway the same. You try to position yourself to get stage points, and then you'll be lined up towards the front at the end of the race because it gets really hard to pass. Saving fuel and all that, just trying to execute pit road is important.
Larson is minus 32 to new leader Tyler Reddick. Now, Kyle Busch goes into the Coke Zero Sugar 400 with no prayer of making the playoff on points, but Rowdy believes he could get a Hail Mary win to get in.
Talladega, we were fast. Earlier this year, Daytona, we were also really quick and had a good shot to win the race, and comes down to restarts and what all happens and what lane you take and how the lines, I guess, accelerate out of the restart and get the momentum building.
To get to victory lane, you'll also need to miss the inevitable multi-car pileup, better known as the big one.
You know, you can get destroyed in someone else's mess, and that's just the end of your night. That happened to us in the 500.
Ryan Blaney.
I'm going to try to be up front and control the race and lead laps. Whatever else happens kind of is out of your control. That's just part of it.
Meanwhile, 39 above the cut line, Ty Gibbs is currently ranked second among the four drivers still in position to make the playoff on points and shrugs off any concern about the recent Toyota engine problems.
I just try to do the best I can, and outside of that, I really can't control anything. You know, with some mechanical stuff we've had, I can't do anything. I know that the guys are working very hard on figuring out what's going on, but I mean, what am I going to do? Am I going to think my way into changing an issue? I can't do anything.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze. It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor. That's a star-spangled bummer. It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Apparently, the Kroger sponsorship is going to move over to RFK Racing next season, and we're hearing that means they'll have a third car with Ryan Preece as the driver, leasing a Cup charter from Rick Ware Racing. When asked about joining RFK, Preece said this.
Obviously, what they've done in this next-gen era has been pretty impressive, so I'm not sure what I'm doing or what path I'm going to be down, but it'll be a really good one.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
And welcome back to the Barber Built Sports Complex as we are still at halftime. 16-12, the Cardinals lead. Parents' night tonight. Did not know that. That's why we've had the extended halftime listening to Durand Arkansas boys football here on WRDN. Durand, Brian Winnikins with you from the Bauer Built Sports Complex. We do have some scores on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Let's see, at halftime, Mondovi and Gale Electric Trempealeau, they were tied at 8. Mount Horeb leading Baldwin Woodville 28-7 at halftime. St. Croix Central leading Mauston 27-7 at halftime. Was Alma Pepin leading over Elmwood Plum City 38-20. That in the second quarter. Elk Mound is at Spooner tonight. Boyceville is at Independence. Prescott at Northwestern. Some other scores from last night. It was Ellsworth defeating, or check that, La Crosse Logan defeating Ellsworth 22-21. That from last night. Glenwood City over Levi-Strom 14-6. Wisconsin, or River Falls defeated Wisconsin Rapids 44-21. New Richmond over Marshfield 7-6 from last night. So those are some of the scores that we have on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. And you can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our website at realcountry1430.com/sports. Here, 16-12, as we're in our final three-minute warm-up before our third quarter, and Spring Valley will be getting the ball to start the third quarter. We have the one turnover from the first half, Spring Valley fumbling in the end zone, and the Panthers recovering that. They turn that into a touchdown. So far, no punts in this game. Panthers have turned the ball over on downs and the end of the half, and Spring Valley has turned the ball over on a turnover, and that is it. So no punts yet here in tonight's game. And coming up later on tonight during our Bowerville Panther postgame show, run down scores from around the area as well from our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Plus, we'll also preview our next broadcast. One program note for our Durand, Arkansas fans as well that we would like to at least kind of get it out there now. I will not be doing the game on September 13th. So Friday, September 13th, will not be having the game on the radio or on our streaming video service. You'll have to watch it through the In the Huddle program through the school district. Again, on September 13th, I will be out of town. That is the day my daughter gets married. So she didn't want to do it at halftime of a game. So needless to say, I won't be here on Friday, September 13th. But I thought I would just let folks know now about that, that we won't have that game. No football on Friday, September 13th, for at least for us. All right, so we are ready to go here, and the Cardinals again will get the ball to start this third quarter, leading 16-12.
Spring Valley will receive to start the third quarter.
Beautiful night here at the Bowerville Sports Complex. Do have a few clouds in the area, but a nice evening nonetheless. Back deep is Biggs and Holstead. All right, Wittig to kick it away for the Cardinals. And taken at the 20-yard line to the 25. That's Forrester. Stays on his feet to the 30. And he gets bottled up there, and that is where the Cardinals will take over to start this third quarter.
Trevor Forrester on the carry.
So first and 10 for Spring Valley.
Ian Havens on the tackle.
Ian Havens in on the stop. Thank you to Cell Block. Visit the Cell Block for their Friday fish fry. Of course, they also have the all-day soup and salad bar. Alcivia Co-op, a leading member-owned agriculture fuel cooperative serving Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Visit alcivia.com. Just a few of our high school sports sponsors. Stasiak under center waiting for the snap. And he'll hand it off to Forrester. Straight ahead we go. Gets up to about the 34-yard line.
Trevor Forrester on the carry. Tackle made by Garrett Biesterveld.
Garrett Biesterveld in on the stop for the Panthers. Second down and about six, we'll call it, from the 34. Stajic now under centers. Wingbacks on both sides of the formation. Single wide receiver left and right. Single back in the backfield. Man in motion. And Stajic will, or Stajic keeps it himself. He gets hung up, and he's going nowhere. Loss back to the 33. And leading the charge on that for the Panthers, I'm going to say it was Pickler in on the charge. He's the one off the bottom of the pile, and it's a loss back to the 34. And so now makes it a third down and seven, we'll call it.
Third down and seven from the 34.
Cardinals now come to the line. Panthers would love nothing better than to force a three and out. Single wide receiver left and right, single back in the backfield. Stajic waits for the snap. Back to pass. Plenty of time. Here comes the blitz, though. And he's going to throw it up. Heaves it up. Intercepted. Intercepted by the Panthers. Back, that's number two. That's Weiss. Weiss fumbles the ball, though. And who's got it? And Spring Valley, double turnover. So first and 10 for Spring Valley. After the interception, so they get a fresh set of downs.
Caleb Marko on the fumble recovery.
So Weiss with the interception, but Spring Valley recovers the interception, and it'll be first and 10 now from the 33. Stajic now waiting for the snap. And he'll keep it himself. Straight ahead he goes. Gets to the 35, up to the 36. Fumble! Nope, they're going to say down by contact. Right again on the stop. Up to the 36, gain of 3, second and 7. Clock running down to 9:56. 16-12, Cardinals lead.
Second out of 7 from the 36.
Two wide receivers now here on the near side from the far hash. Wing back on the left of the formation, single back in the backfield. Stajic waits for the snap. Pitch back to Forster, going to his left. Tries to get upfield, gets maybe 2 yards. Third down coming up.
Will Biggs on the carry.
Oh, they'll call Biggs here on the carry, okay.
Garrett Biesterveld
in on the stop. Check that. That was Forster in on the carry for Spring Valley. And so now,
third down and five.
Stajic waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right. Back to pass. Plenty of time. Here comes the rush again, though. He retreats back to his 35. It's going to be caught. Short of the first down, though. Caught by number 81, Hogg, but he is short of the first down by about 2 yards.
Fourth and two from the 41.
So will they go for it? Panthers are playing as if they are going to be going for it on fourth down. And they are going to go for it. Fourth and two. Stajic now waiting for the snap. And he hands it off straight ahead. First down. Up to the 45. Forster in on the carry, and it's a first down for Spring Valley.
Biesterveld
in on the stop.
First and 10 from the 45.
Clock running down to 8:27 here in the third quarter. 16-12. Spring Valley leads. And Cardinals now come to the line. I formation backfield this time. Wing back on the left of the formation. Stajic waits for the snap. Hands it off. Straight ahead we go. And maybe getting a couple yards is number 24, and that was Turner. And on the stop, Jackson Pickler.
Jackson Pickler with a tackle.
Spring Valley trying to take advantage of that double turnover. After the fumble on the interception, they got the ball back on that fresh set of downs. Second down and 9 now. Single wide receiver left and right. Single back in the backfield from the near hash. Stajic waits for the snap. And back to pass. Rolls to his left. Looking. Strings it out. Now here comes the blitz. Now he goes up. Throws caught. Caught over the middle. And that's going to be to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, and falling down at the 32, or at the 28-yard line, rather. Number 33, that'd be Halstead. And they'll officially mark it at the 34. So, first and 10 from the Panther 34 for the Cardinals. From the near hash, Cardinals come to the line. Single wide receiver left and right, wing back on the right of the formation, and a single back in the backfield. Now we're going to do a tight end on the left of the formation. Man goes in motion. Handoff is to Forster. Straight ahead he goes. Falls forward, crosses the 25 down to the 23-yard line. And on the stop is Cooper Yonke. Second down and 5, we'll call it.
From the 24.
As the Cardinals come to the line. And single wide receiver left and right. Single back in the backfield. Wing back on the left of the formation. Man goes in motion in the wing back. Handoff this time to Forster again. Cuts back to the center of the field. He'll fumble. Is it a fumble? Panthers say it was. And they're going to say no fumble. And first down, Spring Valley.
Magnus Lukic on the tackle.
Lukic and on the stop for the Cardinals, or for the Panthers, rather, and the clock continuing to run down to 5:33 here in the third quarter.
Ball on the 18-yard line.
First and 10 from the Panther 18. Cardinals now to the line. I formation backfield this time. And waiting for the snap is Stajic. He'll pitch it back, and that is to number 24. He'll cut it back towards the center of the field, down the sideline, touchdown. And that is Turner. So Asher Turner with the touchdown to make it now 22-12. With 5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. And they'll go for two. Might try to make it a 12-point game. As Stajic now waiting for the snap. And he'll hand it off to Forster, and he will get in, will he? And no, he does not convert on the two-point conversion. So it's a 10-point lead for Spring Valley, 22-12, with 5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. And thank you to Duran Napa Farmers. Visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and the parts you need to keep your equipment running during the fall harvest. It's Duran Napa, downtown Duran. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Duran. Healthcare your way. Find out more. Visit provisions.com. Health. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more, visit WWT.coop. Durant Smokehouse, for all of your grilling needs, visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 25 Durant. Ask about the beef and pork bundles, too, at Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durant. Of course, don't forget about those beef sticks for the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend if you're camping. And Hikey Pharmacy, downtown Durant, coming up this fall. They'll have flu shots again available. You can call or visit Hikey Pharmacy, downtown Durant, for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Without their support, we wouldn't be here at the Bowerbilt Sports Complex tonight. Game one of about 50 or so over between now and the end of March. So please thank all of our sponsors. They make all of our broadcasts possible. And taken by Weiss at the 23, to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to the 45 on the near side. And he'll be out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. So good field position for the Panthers. And so first and 10 from the 48, we'll call it. With 4:53 remaining in the third quarter and Spring Valley leading 22-12. And Panthers come to the line. Three wide receivers on the left, or on the right of the formation, rather. Timeout. Timeouts, Durant, Arkansas. Confusion in... So they're going to call a timeout with 4:53 remaining here in this third quarter. Thank you to Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Also, the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by calling 926-3630 or visit chetfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bowerbilt Tire and Service. Let Bowerbilt take care of all of your automotive needs under one roof. Call them for an appointment at 672-8300 or find them online at bowerbilt.com. Also, The Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom. Visit The Cottage, downtown Durant. They have a lot of fall stuff already available at The Cottage. The JKO Auto Body Shop. If you're in the crash zone, well, let JKO Auto Body Shop repair your car back to factory specifications. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, downtown Durant. Durant Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store, Durant Fresh Market. Don't forget, download the Fresh Market app. Visit freshmarkets.com for more information. And so, try it now, first and 10. Hand it off to Baker, straight ahead we go. Crosses the 50 on the dive play and up to the 46-yard line.
Trevor Forster.
Forster in on the stop for Spring Valley. Gain of five on the play. Second and five from the 47-yard line. As Panthers come to the line now. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Wing back on the right. Brighton waits for the snap. Hands it off to Baker again. Straight ahead we go. Crosses the 25, or crosses the 45 rather, down to the 44. Third down coming up. Third and we'll call it about two.
Third and two from the 44.
Again, Cardinals lead 22-12. Panthers now come to the line. Clock running down to 3:36 in this third quarter. Two wide receivers on the far side. Wing back here on the near side. Hand off to Baker again. We'll try that again. He's got the first down. It's all Joey Baker at the moment. In on the stop, Biggs. But first down for the Panthers at the 41.
First and 10 from the 41.
approaching the three-minute mark. Three wide receivers here on the near side. Single wide receiver on the far side. And a flag down, illegal motion. Going deep. Caught. I don't think it's going to count, though.
There's a flag and a play back at the 42. Pass is complete. Right on the white.
So a free fiver for Spring Valley.
Flag against Durand.
Ball starts. So they'll move it back five, first and 15.
Five-yard penalty, first and 15. Back at the 46.
So Panthers now come to the line, first and 15. Two wide receivers on the far side. Wing back here on the near side from the near hash. In motion. Pitch back now to Weber. Weber tries to get around the corner to the 45, and he'll get hit hard out of bounds at about the 43 on the far side.
Luke Weber on the carry.
Second down coming up. Stajic in on the stop. So second down and 12, we'll call it. Gain of three on the play. From the far hash now, three wide receivers here on the near side, single wide receiver on the far side. Bryden waits for the snap. And it's going to be a side pass to Weber, and he gets hit right away. Lost back to the 48-yard line. So third down coming up now. Third and a whole lot. They got to get to the 31.
Third down and 17.
Call it 17. So third and 17 now. Breidung waits for the snap. Man goes in motion and Weber. Back to pass, rolling to his right. Here comes the blitz. Bryden throws. Oh, shoved! Flag, pass interference, first down. Yeah, Weiss got, like, shoved. Well, it's 15-yard penalty. Is it an automatic first down? Maybe it'd still be third and, like, two. High school, it's a little bit different. That's right.
Pass interference, Spring Valley, 15 yards from the line of scrimmage.
So it's still third down, but now it's third and two. And the pros, it's automatic first down and that sort of thing, but not in high school. And so third and two now from the 33-yard line. Oh, much manageable third down than before. This time to Bryden. Throw straight ahead he goes. He's going to be short.
Bryden on the carry.
Fourth and one.
Down and one.
Minute 19 remaining in the quarter. 22-12. Cardinals lead. And so, of course, the Panthers will go for it. All right, Bryden hands it off to Baker. Baker straight ahead. Whoa, he's got to fall forward. It looks like it should be enough.
Trevor Forster on the tackle.
Yeah, from our end, yep, it'll be enough for the first down. So 50 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. I'll have one more play here before the end of the third quarter. Very fast third quarter, by the way. As Panthers now to the line, first and 10 from just inside the 31. Man comes in motion and Weiss. Hands it off. Nope, fakes it off, and it's reversed back to Weber. Weber gets to the 25, and he'll be down to about the 24-yard line. Biggs in on the stop. 14 seconds remaining. Will they just let the clock run? Gain of eight on the play, and I think they're going to just let the clock run out. Yep, and that'll end the third quarter with Spring Valley leading 22-12. It's Durand Panther boys football here on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we head to the fourth quarter with Spring Valley leading 22-12. So we thank some of our high school sports sponsors as well. O'Galley Cheese Factory, visit O'Galley Cheese for all of your snacking needs. Cheese, beef sticks, sausages, pizza, don't forget about that, ice cream and more. Galley Cheese Factory, open 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durand. Numbers Are Us, daily money management for individuals. Rhonda takes care of things so you don't have to. Mail handling, bill payment, and fraud prevention. Rhonda's bonded and insured. Call Rhonda at 672-8093. That's 672-8093. And find out how a daily money manager can help you. Also, Martin Transport, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. All right. Ready to go for this fourth quarter. And 22-12, Cardinals leading. Second down and about two to go. And a low snap. Back to passes, Bryden, going for it. Oh, Weiss open. He makes the catch. Touchdown to Jackson Weiss in the far corner. Well, makes it 22-18 now. And the Panthers will go for two.
Bryden's pass complete to Jackson Weiss.
And so Breidig now waiting for the snap. Man comes in motion and Weber. Breidig rolls to his left, throws to Weber, caught. Two-point conversion is good. Oh, we got ourselves a football game all of a sudden. 11:54 remaining in the game. It's now 22-20 Cardinals. And plenty of time here for the Panthers. The Cardinals really used up all that third quarter. I mean, almost all of it. Panthers, though, managed to come back to score and make it a two-point Cardinal lead. Listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Football here in Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH Durand. Brian Winnekinsel with you from the Bauer Built Sports Complex. Our first high school broadcast of the season, of the high school year, really. We'll do them about 50 games over the next six, 7 months or so. All right, so Panthers to kick it away. Again, it's either been turnover on downs or just turning it over, but no punts yet in this game. Wittig to kick it away. Panthers in this fourth quarter going from left to right. And it will be taken at the 22-yard line. Straight ahead we go. Breaks a tackle. Look out. That's number 33 staying on his feet all the way down to the Panther 36. And that was Halstead with the nice return. The Cardinals in business.
Charlie Holstad on the return. Tackled from behind by Ian Havens.
Ian Havens with the touchdown saving tackle. No, they're going to move it back to the 36-yard line. First and 10 for the Cardinals from the Panther 36. Short field, though. Panther defense has to come up with an answer here. Stajic waiting for the snap out of the shotgun. Back to pass. Looking. He's going to his left. And it's going to be caught. And that'll be enough for a first down. All the way down to the 10-yard line. And with the catch is Haug down at the 10. So Cardinals trying to take the momentum back right away here after the Panthers with their big score. First and goal from the 10. So Cardinals to the line once again. This time Stajic under center. I formation backfield. Wing back on the left of the formation. Stajic will hand it off to Forster. Hops over one guy. Gets down to about the 6-yard line. Make it the 5. Sabelko went on the stop for the Panthers. Second and goal from the 5. Clock running down to 11:20 remaining in the game. Cardinals leading 22-20. Cardinals to the line now. And Stajic waiting for the snap. Under center. I formation backfield. Stajic will hand it off. That is number 24, stays on his feet. Did he get shoved out of bounds? Yes, he did. Just before the goal line, and that was Turner with the carry, but he got shoved out of bounds just before the goal line, third and goal coming up. Well, four down territory because it's inside the one. It's going to be third and inches.
Third down and goal.
And so clock stopped at 10:40. And Cardinals now to the line. Stajic under center, probably just keep it himself. Stajic waits for it. Long snap. Yep, quarterback sneak. Push him in. Touchdown. Make it 28-20 now. Well, they're going to go for two, this big two-point conversion here. If you can stop them, well, you're still one score and a two-point conversion from tying the game. $10 10:34 remaining as well here in this fourth quarter. So Cardinals to the line. Stasik out of the shotgun. It's going to roll to his right. Options it off to Forrester. He does not get it. Does not get it. The Panthers hold and prevent the two-point conversion. And so it's only an eight-point Cardinal lead. Panthers have a chance here to a touchdown and a two-point conversion, and we would have a tie game. 10:34 remaining. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have NASCAR for you with the Coke 0400 from the Daytona International Raceway. Our coverage will begin at 5:30 tomorrow night. You can hear that game here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. All right, so the Panthers getting ready to get the ball back after...